We're very happy to be here this morning.
很高兴今天早上在我们当中。
God was good to bring us back.
很高兴神呢把我们带回来了。
And we thank each one of you for the prayers that you have prayed.
谢谢每一位的祷告，纪念我们在国内的这样的一个培训宣教。
Now next month we're going to be telling you a little more about our trip.
下个月的这个礼拜。 我们要来稍微讲一下我们这样的一个行程。
Right now we're hardly awake.
那现在呢都醒不过来了。Not
much strength to prepare for something.
所以还没有时间去准备那些材料，下个月的话就可以准备好让大家分享，有奉于这样的一个行程。But
I must say I really missed you all.
那我要很真诚的告诉你，这是很想念大家。I
would tell Mrs. Shi and others, you know, I really miss.
我常常在每一个聚会点告诉那些弟兄姐妹说，我很想念我自己的教会。
And as I went along, I talked about our good little church. We have a good church.
而且呢，我一直呢，每一次到哪个地方都告诉他们，我有一个很好的教会。
And I'm really happy for that.
那我真的是心里面为这样的教会感谢。But
today the Lord has put on my heart that we want to be more than just a good church.
今天早上神这样有这样的感动，让我们不是只有停在好的教会。
Way back in Malachi, just before the 400 years of silence before Jesus came.
在这个新旧约之间呢，我们知道有400年神的这种沉默的时期，在这个沉默时期的尾巴叫做马拉基，这个先知书里面。
The prophet Malachi was telling the people. They were not good enough.
那这个马拉基呢，告诉神的百姓说呢，只有好不够。
In fact,
不够好。
They were not doing good at all.
那事实上他们不够好，他们连该做的好都做不到。
And if you look at Malachi 1, we're going to look at that 6 through 14.
如果你翻开马拉基书，你的圣经旧约后面马拉基书的第一章。
Now, we see here that God is having a conversation, sort of a one-sided conversation.
那在这里呢，神有一种跟人的对话。
He's asking them questions. And then he answers them.
那他这个对话呢，是自己问，然后自己回答。
And in this passage, we see a real principle by which we as a people must live.
那在这里告诉我们说，到底神的儿女该怎么样活在这个世上。
He is talking to the priests, the Levites, those who take care of the temple.
那神基本上是针对这个在司这个圣职神的职分的这个立位主也好，或者是这个祭司也好，来对他们说话。
In that sixth verse, he really sets out the principle.
最后一本。 I'm sorry.
Oh, I should get used to her doing that.
No, they cannot find a place. Yeah, 谁帮他一下好吗？ Yeah.
She knows I'm almost 70 and I forget. So let me get back to where I began. We see in the sixth verse here that he actually is setting out the principle.
那这里呢，给我们一个原则。
He said a son honors his father and a servant his master.
这个原则是这样说，第六节他说呢，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人要敬畏主人。
He said, if then I be a father, where is my honor?
然后这个神就问了一个问题，如果我是父亲的话，那么尊敬我的在哪里呢？
So he likens himself there to a father as he is.
所以在这里神把自己摆在一个父亲的位置上面。
Now here he's talking about the area of honoring the father.
他讲到说呢，儿女们应该有尊荣、尊敬父亲的这样的一个本分。
Not supporting the father, not obeying in a sense.
神没有要求说
honoring the father.
要求说你要提供我生活，或者是你要听从我的。他说要尊敬我。
Which is an attitude of the heart.
是一种心里面的态度。
Then he went on and he talked about, and if I be a master, where is my
然后接下去呢，神自己说呢，如果你把我看作主人，我敬畏主人的话，那敬畏我的在哪里呢？
You see, actually the master was the head. He could do whatever he wanted with his servants.
什么叫主人呢？主人可以尽他，就是以他自己的意思来做事情。
So most of the time, when servants would wait on their master, it was a sense of fear that they would do something that wasn't good enough.
当仆人服侍主的时候，从心里带着一个很战惊、很惧怕的心，好像怕说自己做的不够好。
So those are the two things that he's trying to show them here.
所以在这里呢，神就这样子让这个祭司呢问他说呢，那我是父亲，我是主人，那敬畏我的在哪里
？You do not honor me.
你没有该做的、尽该做的来尊敬我。
Nor do you care enough to.Fear me.
你有真的在意我到个地步会怕我吗？就会敬畏吗？
He went on to talk to the priest. He said, "O priest that despise my name."
甚至他提到这个祭司说，你竟然藐视我的名。
And just like today, those priests looked at him in the sense of the answering that God is giving. When did we despise your name?
那这个时候呢，可能有人有的祭司就会说，主啊，什么时候我们藐视你了呢？
He said, "You've offered polluted bread on my table."
接下去第七节后面呢，中间那里说呢，因为你们呢藐视我的这个祭祀的桌子。
And they come back at him and they say, as he is expressing himself, "Where have we polluted that?"
那好像神又自己回答说，哪里又藐视你了呢？
He said, "The table of the Lord is contemptible to you."
这个主的桌子呢是可藐，你们认为是可藐视的。
It's no longer sacred.
已经不再是神圣的了。
It's just something you do.
只是你尽人事的这样做而已。
Carelessly making the bread and carelessly taking care of it.
不管你献上什么，不管你在照顾这个神的圣桌的时候呢。你根本一点都没有尊敬的心，而且呢，非常的忽略，
no、fear of the Lord
一点都没有敬畏的心。
Went on to say, and he's talking here about the animals that are sacrificed.
接下去谈到这个祭祀的这个动物。
And he said, "You come and offer blind for sacrifice."
所献上的是什么呢？是这个瞎眼的。
Is that not evil?
这样是叫做错了吗？这样是邪恶吗？献上瞎眼的。
You might say, "Well, what's evil? It's still an animal."
那不管怎么样，不管瞎不瞎眼，还是动物嘛，还是礼物嘛。
But you see, when God asked for the sacrifice, they were to be perfect.
但是当神要求我们献祭的时候，他要的是完美，没有瑕疵的。
And so instead of doing what he expected for his honor, they would bring the blind lambs to offer them.
他们没有照着主的吩咐要献上没有残疾没有瑕疵的，而反而献上这个瞎眼的。
And he said, "Then you would offer the lame and the sick animals to me. Is that not evil?"
他们是生病的，他们是瘸腿的，这个不为恶吗？神问他们说，这样子不叫恶吗？
Some of you might say, "Well, that was good business."
那或许你说这个是很懂得经营的人。
We were just trying to gain a little here because a blind animal and a lame animal and a sick animal doesn't cost as much.
因为既然要来当做礼物的话，把这个这个瞎眼的、一点点残疾的、病的，就拿来这边献，就不用就比较省事，对不对？
This it was the thinking seemingly of the priest that day.
连那个时候的祭司都有这种想法。
And he went on to say to them, "And now I pray you beseech God that he will be gracious unto us. This has been by your means. Will he regard your person?" said the Lord of hosts. They wanted to be accepted. They wanted to please him. But they didn't do it because of their own carelessness.
这些没有按照神的说法要的方法来做的祭司呢，甚至这样恳求神。第九节。他说呢神说呢我劝你们恳求我好施恩给你们对于你们所这妄献的这样的一个事情。
And he goes on in the rest of this from 10 to 14.
接下去10到14节的地方,
and he talks about how in every area they are disregarding him, not honoring him, doing their own thing the way they wanted to do it.
神把好几个地方我们在做的,他百姓所做出来不尊敬他, 让他不喜悦的一些行为呢, 都把他讲出来。In
the 11th verse, he was trying to set them straight.
He
said, for from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles.
神对着以色列人说呢, 从日出之地到日落之处, 我的名在外邦人中必尊为大。
And every place incense shall be offered unto my name.
即使在外邦各处呢, 他们必奉我的名来烧香献洁净的供应,
and a pure offering.
献洁净的供应,
for my name shall be great among the heathen, said the Lord of hosts.
因为我的名在外邦中必尊为大, 第11节。
But you, my chosen people,
在这里神说你们这些我拣选的,
but you profane, you're profane.
却亵渎我的名,
the table of the Lord is polluted, the fruit thereof, even the meat is contemptible.
神的桌子被污秽了, 食物是可藐视的。
He went on to say, you see, because they were to bring the first fruits.
本来神的期待是要把出熟的最好的给神。
You brought that which is torn and lame and rotten, and what you thought could be easily substituted.
现在神面前的却是那被抢夺的瘸腿的或者是有病的拿这些来代替那些可喜悦的供物。
So you see, these men now had lost the true perspective of what God and who God is.
我们已经看到这个时候的百姓呢对神的那种敬畏, 到底神是谁, 神是怎么样的神呢, 这样的敬畏已经没有了。
Now, maybe some of them thought, well, they're pretty good. It's not that bad.
有的人就想说, 这样子献还好吧。
But you see, there is a certain, what shall I say, there is a standard.
但是呢, 神的供物的献物是有一个标准的。
We talk about it as being good and better and best.
就像我们讲到好, 好一点, 还有最好, 也是有层次的。
You see, we have two extremes of thinking today.
有时候我们有两种不同的一种极端的想法。
There are those people that say, well, it's okay.
有的人说, 可以了, 还好。
They just barely get it finished.
所以呢,
very little effort.
应付一下就算了。
But the opposite people,
另外一个极端,
they strive to be the best in everything.
就是呢, 尽其所能的把最好的, 努力的, 放上去。
But today we live in a world that's somewhere in the middle.
有两个极端, 可是呢, 问题是现在这个世界呢, 是活在中间的。
Sort of an average, middle of the road, good enough kind of folks.
平均差不多就好了。
Sometimes we look and we wonder, what is good, what is average, what is excellent, because we see so much indifference.
那我们看到太多的不同的程度呢, 就想说到底什么叫好, 什么叫好一点, 什么叫最好呢, 我们也搞不懂了。
So now let's look at the fact as a church. We are a good church.
那我们来看我们的教会是一个好的教会。
But is that the true standard of what God wants from us?
但是我们再来比较一下,我们这个好是神要的这个标准吗?
Well, some would say, after all, good, isn't that enough?
那都那么好,这样子还不够吗?
We're not bad, we're not poor, we're just a sort of a good
我们又不是在这个好的标准以下,不太好,或者是不好,又不是这样子。
But you see, he showed in Malachi that he wanted more than good, he wanted excellent.
那我们可以从马拉基书这里看到神的标准不是只有好而已,而且要是最好的,最优秀,最杰出的。
Why does he want excellent?
为什么神要这样的标准呢?
Because he's the God of the heavens.
因为他是天上的神。
You see, when he took us as his children,
当他接纳我们为他的儿女的时候,
because of the mind that we have, we don't really always truly grasp the fact that God Almighty chose us and we are living for Him.
我们没有那种想法，我们没有真的彻透的了解说，原来我接纳我的这一位天上的神，这一位尊大的神，而且呢，我没有办法去用绝对的敬畏来面对这个神。
You see, because as a church, we are the only light in the world that truly represents Jesus.
而教会本身却是这个世界上一个好像代表神，唯一代表神的一盏灯一样。
We are telling the story of Jesus Christ in our lives, and we are reflecting the tremendous light of God.
我们每一个人都在诉说一个关于神爱我们、救我们的故事，而且我们在反射主自己的光。
How well are we doing this?
那我们如何？我们做得多好呢？
Some of you are pretty good.
不错，有的人不错了。
But is that good enough for God?
我们问一问，那以神的标准来看，够了吗？
You see, as we look at ourselves and grade ourselves, are we really doing an excellent job?
我的意思是说呢，我要我们大家评估一下，我在神面前所献上的，真的是已经是到了一个最好神的标准的地步了吗？
You see, Paul recognized this.
那保罗他知道这一点。
And he says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
保罗告诉我们说呢，不管你说话或者是你的行为呢，都要奉耶稣的名，而且借着耶稣来感谢父神。
Whatever we do,
不管你做什么，说话行为，不管是说或者是做。
Looks like we're never off duty.
那如果说说跟做都包括在里面，表示说呢，我们整天都包括在里面了。
Why was Paul so concerned that we would do everything?Excellent.
为什么保罗那么的在乎我们每一天的说话、行事为人要这么的杰出呢？
Because we live in a world that has a mindset, a mediocrity.
那因为我们这个世界、这个世俗整个的潮流就是差不多就好了，平凡就好了。
Just so we get it done.
只要能够这样子应付就好了。
That's good enough.
这样就够了，这样已经及格了。
And once we get in that trap, we grow indifferent to what we're doing.
那如果呢，你是走在这样的方向里面，这样就好的话，那你所成长的呢，就会有不同的层次。
If you stop to think about that, then you can recognize why there are many churches that are very mediocre. They come and they go.
你就看到有很多教会的形态，他们认为说啊这样子就差不多了，所以就这样子持续的啊，就是啊维持就是这样就好了。但是呢，我们的教会不希望停在这样的一个程度上面。
You see, when we get the definition from the dictionary, it says excellency is superior, very good, or the best of its kind.So excellency is to strive to be superior in all of our efforts.
在词典里面你可以找到这个杰出这个字的本意呢，它是说呢，是一个超越的，是把最好的尽其所能的附上你的努力来得到那个标准。
Where mediocrity is a low quality.
那对于这个所谓的
the value is low.
这个差不多这个标准呢，就是呢
，we just do the ordinary.
你只是就是这样应付一下就好了。
Actually, Jesus talked about those.
耶稣也提到这个事情。
He talked about the church in Revelation.
那他在启示录提到对一个教会这样提到说
called Laodicea.
那他对这个教会来说。
He described them. He said, I know your deeds.
他说我知道你的行为。
And that's one of the things we must remember along with our honor and our fear is that he knows us and he knows what we're doing.
为什么我们说我要敬畏神呢？你要知道神对你的行事为人清清楚楚，神很鉴察我们的所有的啊，里面外面。
He said, you're neither hot nor cold.
耶稣说呢，我知道你的行为，你既不冷也不热。
He even went on to say, I wish you were one or the other.
他说呢，我但愿你是或热或真的很热或真的很冷。
And he said, because you are lukewarm, neither hot, neither cold, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth.
耶稣说你既不能也不热，所以呢，我就很想把你吐出去。
You know, I think we know what excellency is in education.
我们常常明白讲到最优秀的时候，杰出呢就想到我们的教育程度。
We pay a lot of money.
我们付很多钱。
We invest a lot of time.
我们也花很多时间。
Whether it's for ourselves or for our children.
不管是自己或者是孩子们，我们愿意付上很多的投资来对这个教育争取。
Because there's a driving something within us that would like to see that excellency.
因为在我们的里面有一种好像一种驱力在驱赶我们要去要求这个教育的这个程度。
Now we realize that the best is not always the same for each person.
但是我们所谓的最好的呢，对每一个人的标准都不一定一样。
There are those that do not have as much quality in some of the areas, ability, talents, or whatever you want to call it.
那有的人生来就没有很多的能力、才干，或者是这方面的一个能力。
Now in the Old Testament, he was saying,When you give your gifts to me, I want them to be perfect.
那神的标准是说，当你要给我的时候呢，我要的是没有瑕疵的。
But when it comes to today,
那到今日，这是旧约这样讲，那今日怎么样呢？
God is asking us that we are the sacrifices.
神的要求是你自己要成为那个活祭，我们人要成为活祭。
It's not that we bring animals or first fruits exactly.
你就不用再带这个动物啦、牛啦、羊啦，或者是这些出熟的果子啦，不用这些啦。
But now he's looking for it.
但是他的期待是你这个人。
He doesn't want us to give him inferior quality.
他不要我们降低他的标准来献给他。
He says, he tells us in that verse, I am a great king.
因为他在经节里面告诉我们说，我是那一位伟大尊荣的神。
Said the Lord Almighty.
我是那一位全能的神。
And my name is feared among the nations.
我的名字是在各地被敬畏的。
You see, in a sense, he felt they were trying to cheat him.
所以呢，神有一种感受，我的百姓为什么要这样来欺骗我？
And if we're not careful,This is what he might feel of us.
那如果不小心的话，可能神对我们的感受有这样的感受。
Now he was talking about the priest of that day.
他那个时候是对着祭司来讲的。
But you know that today every one of us are priests.
但是今天我们知道每一个人都是祭司哈，人人都是祭司。
It was Peter that said, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God, and precious to him, we are."You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, into a holy priesthood, offering special sacrifices that is acceptable unto God and our Lord Jesus.
在彼得里面呢，他这样子告诉我们呢，他说呢，耶稣是那位活石，虽然被弃绝，可是却被神所拣选的。那我们一样的，我们被他拣选成为活石，把我们建造成那个灵宫哈。宫殿的宫成为灵宫，而且成为圣洁的祭司。因为这样子呢，我们所要献上的这个属灵的这个祭祀呢，是要蒙神喜悦的。
You see, we are still offering sacrifice.
我们仍然在献这个祭祀。
Not lambs.
不再是牛，不再是羊。
But we are offering to him.
而我们把自己成为一个圣洁的祭司献上。
Ourselves.
把自己献上。
In Romans 12:1, he says, Therefore I urge you, brethren,
in view of
God's mercy towards you,
保罗说我以神的慈悲劝你
们, to offer your body as a living sacrifice,
将自己的身体,
holy and pleasing God,
献上当作活祭。
This is your spiritual act of worship.
是圣洁，是可喜悦的，这样子来侍奉神是理所当然的。
Don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
而且要心意更新而变化。
That you will be able to be tested and approve what God's will is.
让我们可以被验证是神所喜悦的。
His good, pleasing, perfect will.
是他可喜悦善良的这样的祭司。
We're made to please God.
我们被神召来要讨他的喜悦。
You might say to me, then how do I recognize excellency in myself?
你说那我这样子怎么检查自己有没有在神的面前是那个
达到标准的一个祭司呢？Because sometimes that word excellency scares us.
因为有时候谈到这个杰出的时候就把我们吓倒了。
You know, we wonder, what does it mean?
到底什么意思呢？
Well, they tell us that these luxury cars,
那我们来 讲讲这个很豪华的车子。
They have a lot of bells and whistles, as we say. That's
我们知道这个很
sort of a
很高级的车子里面有很多这种
The seats are leather.
不管是它的座椅啦，它的设备都是一等的。
They have these mapping systems in them now.
所有的那种自动的 系统都在里面。You
see, this is the excellent car.
这个在目前为止，我们就说这个是一个很杰出、最好的车子。
It's usually recognized not by just looking at it, but it's recognized by the details within that car.
你当你说这个部车子很好的时候，你不是只有说看外表好不好看，而是真的里面那些功效还有它的品质呢，都是最好的。It's
recognized by its quality.
而且它的值是很好的。
So we see then that you and I must recognize, and sometimes we're guilty of not watching the details of our life and our life within our church.
有时候呢，我们会忘记了，或者是我们做的不够，特别是我们没有去注意到一些我们生命上的细节，还有我们教会的一些生命的内容。
Sometimes we think as the work of God. That's good enough.
有时候我们就想说神的工作嘛，这样够了，这样可以了，反正是义务性的。
There's only one person that can judge what's good enough in our life.
那对于我们做的够不够呢？只有一位可以来评断我们，不是我们自己在评断。
And God said He is the judge.
神自己来评断我们。
He looks at every one of us differently.
他对每一个人的所看的是以不同的个人来看我们。
He expects from each one of us something a little different, maybe.
而且呢，他对个人的期待也有不同的期待。
According to what we have to offer.
是根据你所有的，你愿意的，你所有的。
But he looks for the very best.
但是呢，不管你是谁，他所期待的是要最好的，没有瑕疵的。
In Shenzhen, there is a young man. His name is Michael.
那在深圳呢，有一个叫Michael的这样的一个年轻人。
When we first saw Michael 3 years ago, he was a pitiful.
3年前，我们看到他的时候呢，是一个非常让我们觉得很可怜、很遗憾的一个年轻人。
He was emotionally disturbed.
情绪上面是不健全的。
He seemed to be somewhat retarded.
他智障。
He slobbered from the side of his mouth.
一直流口水。 一面讲话一面流口水。
He couldn't sit still.
他坐不住。
He had a terrible anger.
而且呢，很容易暴怒生气。
Somebody had told him about Jesus.
那有人就把耶稣传给他。
And so Michael was telling us in the midst of all of this anger and everything else, he said, I love Jesus.
那 Michael 就告诉我们说，他很容易生气，他的问题。然后他说，但是我爱耶稣。
We prayed for him. We talked to his parents about what some things could be done.
我们在那一年特别跟他的父母亲有对谈，然后也跟他一些建议。The
next year we went.
第二年我们去的时候
，Michael was better.
他有好一点。There
were some things that we could see a great improvement.
我们可以看到有很多已经改善了。
Still had the temper and some other things.
但是呢，还是很容易生气。
There were some things it was coming.
但是有一些方面呢，已经改善很多了。
I baptized Michael.
我就在那一年跟他施洗。
He said he loved the Lord.
因为他已经 承认他耶稣他的救主，我们为他施洗。
This year we went back.
今年再回去的时候
，I never saw such a change.
我实在是没有想到改变那么大。
Michael sat there and he listened to the message.
他坐在那里，从头坐到尾听我讲道。His
mother said he rarely has any problems with his temper.
他的妈妈说他已经没有什么问题。Mr.
Schwartz, we can do this. We can build this building.
我记得那一群人在我四周围一直激励，一直说呢，我们可以用，我们来做，我们自己来做，我们可有时间。I
do believe it was about 3 weeks they gave themselves.
3个礼拜呢，他们把自己给了3个礼拜。
And there I was with the rest of it.
最后呢，就我一个人坐在那里。And
I had to really contract.
我是那一个，不管是工程方面。But
when I look here at our church,
或者其他方面都是我需要自己去做的。那现在我来看一看我们的教会。
I see the excellent work these women and men.
我看到不管弟兄不管姊妹这种非常用心的这样的一个服侍。
They've given their time.
他们把时间给神。
They're given their expertise.
他们把他们自己的专业给神。
They tried in every area to find out how they could do this and do it better.
他们尽其所能地去想让这个事情做得更好。
And I believe that God is going to honor that.
我相信神要报答这些弟兄姐妹。
But friends, let's not slide back in our minds and think, well, it's just the church.
那但是呢，请我们的思想不要想说只是一个建教会的事情。
After all, as easy as we can get by, as cheap as we can get by.
应付就好了，过得去就好了，够了。
No, my friends, it's not good enough.
不够。
God wants our very best.
神要的是最好的。
You say it's only a building.
只是一个教堂，一个建筑而已。
But it's His building.
但是是神的建筑物。
It's a building where He's going to bring men and women and children in, that he, where we are going to be able to work and to be able to reach them.
可以带着不管是男男女女到他的国度里面，我们可以帮助他们建造的这样的一个建筑物。
God has given us a wonderful strategic plan for the next years.
神已经把下年度的这样的计划呢，已经摆在我们面前。
But it's going to take men and women who are dedicated to excellence.
我们需要有一群弟兄姐妹愿意委身，而且把最好的献给神的人。
You see these group of young people over here? They need what is excellent for Jesus.
这些年轻人也是一样，要把最好的献给神。
They need to be taught. They need to grow up with their heart and mind, recognizing that God Almighty is the one that we give our best to.
他们需要被教导，需要看到榜样。原来我们所敬拜的神是要把最好的献上的神。
There are many that said, "Oh, it's just the church."
有人说只是教会吧。
But don't ever forget who's the head of.
但是不要忘记教会的头是谁。
We can get by with a lot of things.
我们其他事可以应付。
But we'll never get by God.
对神是应付不了的。
Now we try and fail. We try and fail.
有时候我们试尝试，但是我们会失败。
When I was growing up, and September would come, Labor Day would come, and I would get my little notebooks together.
那每一次呢，我在成长过程中，常常啊会在这个劳工节的时候呢，就拿我的。
And then the school bell would ring and we'd go for the first day.
那我学校开学了，我就第一次就上学了。
Now I'm what they call a sanguine.
那我是那种乐天派的人。
I love to joke, I love to laugh.
喜欢开玩笑，喜欢笑。
It takes everything I've got in me to keep order.
不管，就是我很难去按部就班，所以我要去很努力去按部就班。
My mother and I to this day to never agrees on what I think is order.
我妈妈跟我到今天为止呢，都还没有办法，她一直没有办法认同说我的这个次序怎么那么乱。
But I was always going to try.
但是我一直尝试。
And I had my new notebook.
我把新的笔记本拿出来了。
And now I was going to keep this thing in order.
我想要把它好好的按部就班的写。
This year it was going to be different.
今年一定要跟去年不一样。
And I tried.
我就试了
for 2 weeks.
两个礼拜就没有了。
And then I failed.
我又失败了。
I go back and there it was. There I'd written this here and I'd written this there and you know that kind of thing.
又是这一页那一页都乱七八糟的写。
I fail. But then I try again the next year.
再另一年又试了。
And eventually, maybe I got a little more order in my life.
后来呢，我在慢慢的呢，我觉得在我生命当中好像进步了。
But what I'm telling you is that God watches us. He sees it sometimes.
神在监察我们，在看我们。We're not
going to make it. We fail in what we try.
他也知道我们有时候我们试了，可是我们失败了。他也知道。But
to Him, we learn from our failures.
那对他来说呢，他容许我们从失败中学习。但是不要停止学习。我们一定要再继续的试。不要放弃的试，继续的试。Yesterday,
I priested Moonja's son's.
昨天啊，我在这个啊孟加的儿子的这个丧礼里面呢来讲到。No
one thought that he would die at that.
没有人想到一个33岁的年轻人会死。And
what he died of wasn't necessary.
而且他死的原因呢，也是太不可思议了。
He was very energetic. He, excellency, was his life.
这种, 最杰出的表现是他一生的标准。
In everything but his own body.
但是呢, 什么都非常的杰出, 只有他的身体, 他没有去注意。
7 months he was sick.
7个月来他已经生病了。
Lost 10 pounds.
已经, 丢了10磅。
But still wouldn't go to the doctor.
他不去找医生。
And then there in the hotel is where he passed away.
所以就在他外出旅馆里面就这样结束他的生命。
You see, he had tried his excellency in every area, but in the area of his body, where a lot of it counted, he neglected.
他呢，在各方面都很杰出、很用心，但是在这个他很需要的这个身体上面呢，却忽略了。
Now, some of us are very excellent in many things we do.
在我们当中，有人在某些方面呢，我们很杰出、很用心。
And that's wonderful.
那很好。
In your job.
工作上。
You tried to do things when you work. You tried to do them excellent. You tried to do whatever you do.
在工作上，你很尽力的表现，非常的优秀。
But don't neglect the most important.
不要忽略最重要的。
Because we know that one day we're going to.
因为有一天你要面对他。
Why do you think he said in his word, "Store up treasures in heaven"?
什么叫做把你的财宝记在天上？
He didn't say anything about this earth. Actually, he said it's going to be very hard for a rich man to get into heaven.
而且耶稣还说过呢，那富人要进天国很难。
You see, whatever we do for Jesus,
当你为耶稣做事的时候，
as we do our very best,
我们用最好的心态来做。 跟别人比可能结果不比别人的，但是呢，我们心里面呢是用最好的心态来做。
Then he stores this up in heaven.
那这些呢，态度呢，神把你存在天上。To
be there for us forever.
就在那里要存到永远了。
I know we have a good church.
我知道我们有一个好的教会。Love
you dearly.
而且呢，我很爱每一个。But
along with myself, I want us to have an excellent.
但是我心里有个渴慕，让我们的教会成为一个最好的，在神面前是最合乎标准的教会。
A church when that we have teachers and they study and they try their very best.
就像老师们继续的进修，让自己能够有更好的能力。Helpers
that see needs that
帮助者
goes and.
尽其所能的去体贴看到别人的需要，可能别人看不到，你看得到。God
does.
但是神看到你在做的。Let
us aim for excellence.
让我们的标杆是向着那最好的来努力。Don't
do shortcuts.
不要绕捷径，对神不要绕捷径。He
told the Jews he saw it.
他已经告诉这个犹太人了。I'm
sure they didn't hardly think. God probably doesn't care.
他们可能从来没有想过神在看，神在意，所以就继续的献这些偷的、残疾的、瞎眼的。But
God did know.
但是神他鉴察万事。And
so church, let us
让我们
do our very best.
尽力而为。
Aim for the excellency.
让我们的标准放在那神最好的标准。
For our Lord and God.
为着主的缘故，我们愿意献上最好的。
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Father, this morning we are deeply grateful.
今天早上，天父，我们很感谢。
That you ever called us.
你这样子来选召我们。
And that you are using us as lighthouses and
而且你还用我们成为灯塔,
as light to this world.
成为这个世界的光。
Lord, we're so weak.
我们有时候很软弱。
We forget things so easily.
我们也很容易忘记。
But Lord, put a love in our hearts.
主啊, 特别求你把爱浇灌在我们的心上。
For you and your work.
为你的缘故, 为你的事工的缘故。
Until Lord, it burns on our hearts.
一直到我们心里面为你燃烧。
To do our very best,
尽我们的所能,
for you and the work,
为你的缘故, 还有为事工的缘故,
in Jesus' name,
我们这样祷告, 奉耶稣的名,
Amen. Amen.